Let me introduce Joe Valentine from WebJogger. We have had a partnership with WebJogger for the last 3 years, heading into four. And we've always done this electronically, passing stuff around, sending stuff, asking Patrick to read things. And we thought, gee, why don't we have Joe come over and walk us through? You know, it's not the biggest number on our budget, but it is the one that makes us efficient, so we want to make sure we're doing all the right stuff. So I'm going to turn it over to you. If you get too deep, I'll roll my eyes and tell you to skip, okay?
Perfect. Well, thank you for having me. And I have quite a few pages in a paperclip for you. On the first, we have what is today your existing managed services agreement. This is your month-to-month for WebJogger to manage end-to-end IT services for the town. The good news is that that will not change much, if any, at all in the coming year. The one item, which is line item three, which is the end, excuse me, line item two, the two items, are your managed desktop and on warranty and off warranty. Those now say next to them with Silence. Silence is a next generation AI-based anti-malware product. That is a product that we are deploying to all of our customers as a, let's call it, judicious recommendation and an upgrade that is just simply going to be included in what you are already paying today. To provide a value for that, page two shows you what we charge clients who do not presently have managed services with us. So if a customer would prefer to have this security tool but not have management, that is the per unit pricing. So that is effectively the monthly value that is simply being added. The
questions? Everybody good?
Before.
All right.
The second page shows three different products, two of which are Silence. One is Silence Protect, that is the AI anti-malware product. The second is Silence Optics, which is a detection and response product. So where the Protect piece, let's say a malicious item is detected in quarantine, Optics will automatically kick off a run job in the background based on rules that we set for your environment and for our customer environments. So for example, let's say that we want to lock down any quarantine that is found to be actually malicious. That is different than, say, something that is considered abnormal. So a malicious detection will automatically kick off a run job that will lock down that endpoint. That means that endpoint will not be able to communicate with anything on the network. It will also continue running so that anything that is running in memory would be preserved, for example, if needed by a forensics analysis or something like that. That's in the event of something malicious. In the event of something abnormal, maybe we would have a different run set. Optics gives us the ability to do that. It's included in what we're providing to your endpoints under managed services going forward. The last line item is something called InfoSight Hunt. That will be added to the endpoints as well, and that particular product is intended for seeking indicators of compromise. So let's say that, for example, there is found to be credential theft or credential use in a way that would be abnormal. InfoSight Hunt will give us that ability and that information, and all of these things will be logging to a central location, which will be monitored, where we will have the ability to take action as appropriate. Any actions that are required by humans will be taken. Otherwise, anything that we can automate through Optics and InfoSight will. So that is the third page, and just to make make sure we're all together. On the top right, it is number 2042. Is the Fortinet services renewal. This is the firewall services for the security products which protect your locations at the internet edge. These are routine. We do these annually. We only do these annually unless there is a, for example, a promotion. On occasion, Fortinet will provide a promotion, in which case we can do like a three-year upgrade where you can get appliances at no charge. In those scenarios, the town saves. We provide those offers when the town can save. In this case, there's nothing that's there that's going on, so we are going to just renew for 1 year. We'll evaluate again next year if there's anything that we can do. The...
You're good?
Sorry.
You're good. I just want, and I wanted to double check, the senior center is included.
That is correct.
That's great.
That is correct, yes. The senior center, so there, the reason that it's quantity four is because the highway is presently already under contract until 2021.
Perfect.
So that's why there are currently four where you have five.
And cemetery too?
Yep.
Cemetery okay. As well, yes.
Oh, there's
On the next, we are at 2041. This is your quotation. This is a estimate for the server migrations. As we discussed last year, the servers are presently running Server 2008 R2. They will continue to be covered by Microsoft for security patches and updates until January 2020. Coming up. So the servers must, in order to continue having security updates from Microsoft, these must be taken care of.
And you told us that last year.
Yes,
so we pushed it off knowing that
that's
it was
right.
Coming.
That's right. And so in addition to that, we are making a couple of recommendations, which are the addition of some HP Enterprise network switches. Those are on this line, on these line items 4 and 5. They will replace the existing network switches that you have, which are presently tied to the phone system. These enterprise switches from HP will work without a problem from the phone system. I can say that confidently because I'm also responsible for managing your phone system.
Yep.
And the reason that we are recommending these particular switches has to do with the quality and the warranty. The HP Enterprise product comes with a lifetime warranty. In the event that there's any kind of failure in the switch, we can contact HP Enterprise networking support and have them replaced. They do advanced replacement, which means we get a new one overnight. They send it to us. We send them the bad one back the next day. Life goes on. You're never down for long. Above and beyond that, WebDocker does stock spare equipment. And so in the event that you were to have an actual outage during or with either the switches you have or the HPs, we do have spare equipment. We would respond and replace those under your agreement. And we would do that more or less same day, and then you would have the following day the replacement. So you, again, would not be down for long. The replacement of the switches themselves are not line item on your service agreement. That is line item 6, which is WebDriver comping the cost of the installation. Because even though they're not line item, they are pivotal to your network infrastructure. We consider it something that we manage. Just because it's not on a line item does not mean that we don't believe that it's on a line item. So we're going to replace those under that. One final note, sorry that I missed, is that the server licensing that we are recommending is Windows Server 2019. That's because that's the licensing that's available today. We recommend installing the Windows Server 2016 operating system for your new servers. 2016 will be under support for quite some time. The 2019 license you will own, which means that at a later time, much into the future, if ever we come to a place where we need to upgrade, we can do that because you'll have the 2019 license in. So I will move on to 2047. And these are your Microsoft Office licenses for your day-to-day business use for your productivity software. Presently, the town is using Microsoft Office 2010, which is nearly a decade old. And so we are recommending the upgrade to Office 2019 or to Office 365. I'd like to make sure that everyone is clear that the items where you have one-time items versus optional items on this page, this is not requiring both. This is requiring one or the other. So,
365 is a much better deal.
That's right. And if you look at that, it actually lasts you about 45 and a half months for the Office 365. You all already have an existing relationship with Microsoft through the Office 365 for your Exchange platform for email. Our recommendation would be to go with the Office 365 licenses for the purpose that from month to month it makes sense, and also that gives you the entitlement to perpetual upgrades going forward. So I think that's relatively easy, but that's my recommendation.
And Kirsten, do you have this? Do you have a copy of this?
No.
Here.
That's okay.
I have one. I remember it all over it.
So we haven't made any decisions on anything except for this one here.
Okay.
Right, this figure is per month because you pay Office.
Yes, sir.
All right, so it's $3,366 for the year.
And again, the difference being that one of them is a perpetual license and the other being a monthly subscription. And finally, well, not finally, but nearly. We have a list of computers, and the reason we have a list of computers is that you will see that a number of computers, 14 of them, are Windows 7 Professional, which we have, as you can see, we have been working with the town to replace Windows 7 computers, which when we began were all Windows 7. And in the past year, we have been replacing computers. This was an item that was budgeted for and approved last year. The reason that I'm bringing it up is that we need to make some more progress on this. So there are more computers to be done, to be replaced, so that we can be running Windows 10. And again, the deadline on that is January 14, 2020, where Windows 7 will be supported.
Was this the one we ran into trouble with the code office? You had to go up there and...
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, Kirsten, what have we got left in that? We had said 6,000 that we had in this year's budget.
Yeah, we have about 6,000 left. We have two more months of support at 24/70 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And Liz's new computer is 900.
And have we ordered that?
No, I gave it to Patrick to review.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Okay. I've been in the woods the past couple of days.
Okay.
Way steep in the water.
Okay.
So if we take the 6,000, let's take a grand off just to make it even. So we'd have $5,000 this year, Joe. That would you want to devote to replacement?
I would be good with doing three.
Well, we can't do the code ones because until we decide on the new code software, we can't.
Right. And this laptop, did we repurpose that, or is that still sitting upstairs? Did it the council?
It's upstairs in the council's office.
Does anybody even use it?
No.
No.
Or she's still running with that.
Yeah.
Unless you think that we need it or something. I've never even done that.
Nope. I used it 3 years ago.
So which one is that here?
That's the top.
That's the laptop.
With the long search one.
Okay, so council, so that first one, Joe,
surplus.
That's going to go away.
Okay.
That's going to be declared surplus. We don't have to declare that surplus for that amount of money. But it's gone.
Perfect. We made progress on it.
And Liz, are you clerk DT, or which one on here are you?
I always get confused. I always have to ask the guys. I think I'm DT2.
DT2.
But the one computer doesn't work any longer, so that has to leave my... Actually, both of the computers in my office need to leave my office.
So
the one computer doesn't even turn on anymore.
So you have three in there, two are gone, and we're replacing one.
I have three in there, two will be gone, and we're going to replace the one, correct?
Okay.
Yes.
We just fixed three more.
Well, we still need one in
initial.
Patrick
so
just gave...
So you're going to move yours over to the other desk?
No, I'll keep mine because I think mine is pretty new.
That's what
it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so we're getting a second one for the town.
Okay.
Right.
I thought Liz was getting a new one.
I thought she
being
was
handed
too. Yeah. Okay, so Liz stays. One of those goes away. So the total number of computers in the town clerk's office was three.
No, it's two.
Will be two.
Is now two.
Perfect.
So we're going to cross off another one of these. This is
and that other one belongs to the state, right, Liz?
No. We had to send that back to the state when they went to a web-based selling program.
Oh, so that one where you print the licenses on is ours?
Yes, but it doesn't work any longer. You can't... There's
Do
something... I? No, it's...
How did you print the...
How are you doing licenses?
So if
I moved the printer to my computer.
When you order Liz's.
So I can print from my computer.
Oh, okay.
That's
ordered
four total.
Four total computers.
Liz's and three more. Four more.
Okay.
But we're going to get rid of, can we cross off DT1? Or are we replacing?
We're not sure.
Which is
fine.
Okay.
They can make it.
All right, so we don't have to have this conversation here then. We know we're going to replace.
Right.
Well, we got to make sure, though, too, is Audrey's, that any software she runs won't be affected.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
There are also two computers, one for code and one for tax, in the tax office, which both are running Windows 7 after they have been replaced with Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
So with Windows 10 computers. So those are two additional computers that we're not certain if you intend to keep them in production or if they'll be actually going away.
I wonder if they co-accepted because the software on it.
That's why they had to, yeah.
Is that because of the proprietary software that we have to run our code?
I believe that that's the case.
I do too.
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, that's
I
the
do
one
too.
You're talking about must be
yeah.
the one that they kept because that was the only one working at the time until you patched the other one.
Until we patched.
Yeah.
Right. Which I believe now means it can go. But
let's address that then
yes.
when Sean or whoever is in here. We'll figure out which three we want.
Yeah. Well,
right.
I'd say go with the oldest one or whoever's having the one.
As long as it's not an issue with
software. Yeah.
That's why I said check with Audrey before we change any of her.
Yeah.
And check with.
So we might have newer computers running Windows 7?
No.
So
I guess you guys lost me. I'm sorry.
No, you said there were two laptops that were running. They have Windows 7.
But they're Windows 10 computers.
They're Windows 10 computers, but they're running Windows 7?
No. Nope.
What
so
did you
what
say?
What I said is you have replaced two computers, one in tax and
mm-hmm.
one in code.
Yep.
Okay.
Those were two new Windows 10 computers that have been installed.
But the Windows 7 computers.
The computers that were there that were supposed to be replaced were Windows 7.
Yep.
We expected those to come out of production.
But they're
mm-hmm.
still
But they have remained in production.
Gotcha.
In production meaning they're using
they're
them?
They're being used. That's right.
Okay. So we need to do a little inventory, it sounds
mm-hmm.
like. Okay.
And I can send you the full sheet of the other half of this, which continues on, is
yep.
Warranty periods, purchase dates,
sure.
that sort of information. I'll send you the full
so
sheet.
So I think what I'd like to do, Joe, is a clear little clearer than this as to where these reside. Send them to each of the departments in Elliott and make sure we understand what they're using and what they're not. Is the 7 on here, the 2 that they're using?
Yes.
In other words, have Audrey come back and say, yeah, I'm using these, I'm not, or I can't use anything else because our software is old, that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Yep.
We'll just have each one of them.
Shall I wait for that communication before ordering the 4 computers that you asked me?
No.
Okay.
Which are the 4 that you're ordering?
Well, 1 for Liz,
yeah,
and then 3 others to replace these. And with the workings that we're going to do.
So, but should we order them before we know who needs anything?
Well, sure, because we know we need to replace them.
Okay.
And it's going to take how long to get them?
3 to 5 business days.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get time.
All right. So we'll wait.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying? We'll wait? 3 to 5, if it only takes 3 to 5 days to order them?
Order Liz's.
Okay.
I say order them.
Yeah, order them. Because need them because
you got 10 on here that's got to be replaced. So
okay, cool.
Yeah, less than 3 months, yeah. A bunch of them are going to be useless.
Is there any,
yeah.
And is there anything good enough that's coming out of production that we could use up in the senior center?
There is one, which is a Windows 7 computer, which is the assistant assessor's computer, which I apologize for how it appears. And that computer is Windows 7 and is actually still under warranty.
Okay.
And so that computer we would recommend, rather than replacing, since it is under warranty, let's upgrade it to Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could go
to the senior center.
The senior center to be used, okay, in production there.
And I think we need to look at those up there because there are some of them that I think
it's
if
time.
You can swap them out, it's
yes.
time.
Okay. Yep. I will make sure that one of our
perfect. Excellent.
Okay, so that takes care of the existing items. There are a couple of net new items that we are recommending. The first was we were asked to replace or to provide a quote to add wireless at the senior center. So the number 2046 is for a access point to connect to the network. It is the same style of access point, which is managed as all of your other locations. We have, I believe, 4 of them here, 2 of them at ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
So we're recommending adding 1 at the senior center as per the request of having Wi-Fi there. The access point, the management of it, and the estimated installation for that piece of equipment.
Is $476?
That's right. That's yeah. the estimated total.
So this came from a group of the seniors who are a little uncomfortable. They're computer savvy, and they're a little uncomfortable that that's an unsecured network up there. So, yeah, it's a router, and it fades in and out, and there's no security on it whatsoever. And then if you figure out the amount of work that's done up there in terms of planning
taxes.
Boards and taxes and odds and ends like that, the question was, do we want to wire that place so that it's a little more secure than what it currently is?
Okay.
What does everybody think?
They wouldn't have the same firewalls and stuff that we have everywhere else?
They presently have the same firewall as everywhere else. The way that we would configure this access point, just as we have at ambulance and elsewhere, is that the guest would be isolated away from the corporate use of, or the town's use.
Mm-hmm.
So that isolation would adequately secure and prevent across users accessing across the network.
So the senior that is up there using her phone on the wireless would be up on a guest wireless instead of on
that's
the one
right.
that's up there now.
That's right.
Okay. So are people able to take their own computer in and get into that wireless, or does it have to be one that's up there that's
It would, on this scenario, there would be guest wireless that they would be able to connect to, if you wish for it to be configured that way, that they could connect to and be able to browse the internet
on their own computer.
On their own computer device without having access to the rest of the town network. Mm-hmm. We use a isolation mechanism that prevents that from being able to happen.
No, I understand that. I just sometimes people prefer just to have, like, we'll have three computers at the senior center that are our computers, and those are the only computers that you can connect onto, and they're still isolated from
right.
The other.
That's correct.
That was just my, I didn't know if people were able to bring their own or if it was going to be.
Well, it's iPads and cell phones.
Correct, and on this, with this system, we could allow them to bring their own device.
We do,
but it's not protected. It's just a router. And they have access to everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Yes, I mean, so for $400, I mean, it's worth.
What do you think?
I'm thinking if we have the money this year, we just do it now.
Do it, yeah.
Let's put it in there, Kirsten, and if we have to make decisions later on, we'll.
Yeah, see if the senior center has. Jared,
we might have some money left in our budget at the senior center, actually, Kirsten.
For our computers?
No, to pay for this year, instead of money in next year's budget.
Where are we today?
There's something we didn't do.
Yeah, we didn't report any of the breaks. We didn't
do others.
Yeah, we didn't replace the AC unit either, so that saved us a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, that's right, the AC unit. Yeah. Didn't have to make the other thing is the paper.
Right.
Yeah. Kirsten, I think it's in there. I think we'll just do it. Let's,
yeah.
Let's just add it. And.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Last item that I have is number 2043, and that is a replacement backup solution that is far more than a simple backup solution. The town presently uses a product called Acronis, which is an image-level backup solution. It takes a bit-by-bit copy of the servers and backs them up, encrypts them, and sends them to a secure cloud. That secure cloud does not have a instant recovery platform that is presently available to the town, and the concerns that we have above and beyond that have to do with retention, where the town presently is paying for a set amount of space in that cloud, and your retention is limited to that set amount of space, as well as your current backups. So in the event that your data continues to grow, as just in the process of doing business it will, you will eventually, because that pool of storage and the pool of retention are shared, there could be a time where you will not be able to have that retention, right? So there, if you have a FOIA request or something like that, you may not be able to recover that retention from that retention policy. The product that we are recommending is called Replibit. The way that Replibit works is that it is also a image level platform. It is an agent that gets installed on each server. That server will back up to a local and encrypted appliance here. The encryption happens at the time of backup and meets all of the routine major encryption requirements, compliance requirements for HIPAA, etc. So that then gets replicated from that appliance to the continuity cloud, where you have now an opportunity for business continuity. So in the event that you had, let's say, a server failure, some kind of problem in the server room, a flood, a fire, something like that, we would have the ability on demand to turn your servers on. So we would be able to, in the continuity cloud, open a critical support case. Let's assume that your servers are down and irrecoverably down, let's say a fire, flood, some disaster. And we now have the ability to, from that continuity cloud, turn your servers back on, have you regain access to your data and your servers within a matter of hours. This is particularly helpful where there are not only physical damage, but also data damage. For example, what we are seeing frequently in the news are things like crypto and ransomware attacks, where you now need the ability to spin up your servers outside of your environment and be able to turn them on in a secure, safe place away from such, you know, a crypto event. And being able to do that with Replibit, where these replications happen hourly, the potential for loss of data is limited, very significant. So what I'm actually saying is we are replicating your server images to an encrypted vault each hour on the hour. So in the event that you should have a disaster, we would have the ability to bring your servers back up within a matter of hours. The company that we are working with here, Replibit, has a 2-hour SLA, so a service level agreement, which means from the time that we open that critical case to the time that we have access to start putting your things back together is only 2 hours.
Now, does this replace, didn't we a couple months ago?
You did. This replaces.
For 750 gigs a year. So that replaces that.
Yes, sir.
How many year contract was that for, though? Or was that just 1 year?
1 year.
It was 1 year.
Okay. And do you remember, I don't remember the price. Do you remember the price for that?
It is approximately $65 per month.
So, except for the some kind of a attack on the system, for right now, everything else, we have enough room in the two clouds that are sharing, as we are right now. So we really wouldn't have to do this right now. We could do this in the future.
That's right. That's right. This is not a requirement. You are not in the position of needing it. It is a strong recommendation in that this solves more than just having online backup and remote offsite backup, but also provides you with a full disaster recovery plan, where WebJogger, as part of that, would outline from template a backup and disaster recovery plan that you would be able to share with your insurance, cybersecurity insurance or general insurance companies, and whomever you may need. And that we would annually review that and, as appropriate, change those individuals who have specific responsibilities in that plan. So, in some cases, it may be an office rather than a named individual, and in other cases, it may just simply be an individual that gets updated routinely as appropriate.
Joe, remind us, and Kirsten also, the one that we did do?
Yes.
That was, we paid that up front, correct?
That's right.
It was a single payment.
That's an annual subscription. This would be a monthly subscription.
So that one's going to expire?
Yes.
Next year.
That's right.
The end of 2020?
I believe so, yes. Well, near, because you've just purchased it.
Right.
I would say we should hold, well, my opinion, hold off on this until the other one expires.
Until the other one expires, yeah.
Because by then there might be something even better. Those change minute to minute.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, you know, we got a couple of things that, you know, when I think about protection, but I think about some of, you know, the cemetery is sitting up there with data on spreadsheets, mm-hmm. right, which is our goal to get that straightened around. We eventually are going to want to go online
yes.
with our cemetery plot
yes.
purchasing with some sort of a software package. We know code is going to evolve into something other than the proprietary stuff they're working with now. So I think we'll just let this sit for a while. I agree with you.
Okay, great.
All
All right.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be a decision in the middle of next year. Because when did we make that purchase? In August?
September. I believe it was September.
So August or September.
Yeah.
Because we knew we had the money and we said go ahead.
Yes.
So let us get through next year and then, you know, we've gotten through it. I think we've taken on a fair amount here improvement-wise.
Yeah.
That looks good compared to where we started.
One last thing is on the second page of that same document.
Uh-huh.
Microsoft recently changed their recommendation, their stance on relying on their backups for your data in their cloud. And so if you like, I can certainly send those recommendations or that change over to you. But their recommendation is now clear in their terms of service that they recommend that their customers get a solution that backs up their data for themselves rather than relying on Microsoft's own backups. That item is listed as the Cloud Finder product. Because this is not the same as archiving, and that is the reason that I'm recommending this for all of the mailboxes, because you don't presently have archiving on all of the mailboxes. And to be clear, this is also not, this is a point-in-time daily backup. It is not a routine, constant. If somebody with this product were to delete a message before that message gets backed up that day, that message would be deleted. So there is still an appropriate reason to have the archiving, which you have for FOIA requests. This is simply to back that up, to back up your mailboxes. So again, not something that is absolutely required. It is something that we are recommending.
Is there a storage?
These are both the Replicate and the Cloud Finder include unlimited storage and unlimited retention.
Because I remember we got to drop the mailboxes up a couple years ago. We went through the mailboxes because we were running out of space.
Right. And the backups themselves are unlimited backup storage and unlimited high retention.
Now, is this $140 a month?
That's right.
Okay.
So we have something backing us up now, or we
you
have
do.
Something backing us up now.
You do presently
but
have
what
backups.
They're recommending is that if we're violated, they're not going to take full responsibility for our.
It's less to do with that and more to do with if their data center experiences some kind of significant failure where your data is at risk and you are relying on their backups to be your backups. That their recommendation is not to rely on them for your backups.
Mm-hmm. So it's a backup for the backup.
essentially, I'm sad to say that is unfortunately
the
case. And again, this is why I'm presenting it as this is not something that I would necessarily say is absolutely required at this time. It is something that we are recommending purely because of Microsoft's change in their terms of service.
And stuff happens.
That's
so that's $1,680.
Right, so for the Office 360, you're talking $5,000 a year.
Yep.
For the two.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something we unfortunately have.
How do we feel?
Liz, you're the one that primarily deals with FOIL stuff.
Well, I'm backed up.
Yeah,
that's right.
She's backed up and I'm backed up. I think the bigger issue would be if something happens and Kirsten was sitting there with $7 million worth of data on a line item budget and we can't get to it. Something happens to Microsoft.
I should certainly hope that would not be in her email, but if it were in her email and she's not archived, then something should be done.
I think she's one that's archived.
So.
Only two who are archived are Doreen and myself.
And again, I'm going to reiterate that this is not a FOIA solution. That's not what this is intended for. This is just to make sure that your mailboxes are backed up.
I mean, I for the fact that there's a lot of departments that do rely on the emails, I'm sure Code does a lot through email, I'm sure.
Now, would this be automatically saved? You could set the settings when you want your emails archived, but same way? The user won't have to do anything. You guys will be able to.
The user will have to do absolutely nothing.
So if you set so if you set the time at 2 a.m. to your point about one being deleted because if you do it at 2 a.m. there's not going to be a lot of activity going on.
That's right. But if I do it every 2 a.m. then that means a full business day potentially passes. Yeah.
Got it.
Between backups.
Yeah. Okay. It's $1,680.
My thinking on this, and this is over my head too.
Yeah.
We say yes to this and let them figure it out. The implementation.
No, you're absolutely right. And it could be a little belt and suspenders, but it's not.
I mean, we know we need it.
Yeah, I think we need it. So we'll do that one. Kirsten, the 140 that's in there. We're going to pass on the other one.
Okay.
So does WebJogger require that computers are kept on all the time, or does everybody turn the computer off?
So we recommend that computers are left on as frequently as possible so that we can do routine maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
We do backups and updates, system updates, third-party patching.
Mm-hmm.
All of the maintenance that we do is generally automated where possible, and that automation requires the computer to be on for us to be able to. So we do recommend that the computers remain on. Having the computers on is less of a concern with the additional security mechanisms that we are implementing, and so that's not. We prefer that they be on so that we can do those things to install those security updates and make sure that those patches are happening.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So does everybody know that? I'm sorry, Patrick. Does everybody who they know that they need to keep their computers
on? And WebJogger is very good at sending me an email saying, Lizzie, can you please go turn on X, Y, and Z, because they happen to have been shut off the laptop in the councilman's room.
The late laptop.
The administrator at the ambulance sometimes is offline. Michael, because he's only here a couple months a year,
mm-hmm.
his computer will be offline. But normally everybody just signs off and leaves their computers on.
We also routinely send out notifications to let people know when and what servers will need to get rebooted or what machines will need
mm-hmm.
to get rebooted, and we communicate that very frequently.
Pat got a laptop, right?
Correct.
Does she do an RSA token? Now that we're talking about security.
So we put a laptop for the code and planning zoning board person.
Mm-hmm.
That was Patricia.
Okay.
And that was so that she could do some of her minutes transcription type stuff so that she didn't have to come in here all the time.
Okay.
So you're asking whether or not that has security. I think it did. I remember talking to Sean about that. But
so we, as far as I know, we don't have a... Well, I can tell you for certain that we don't use RSA. We do have the ability to implement a multi-factor tool,
mm-hmm.
which is similar, another competing product, but... I don't know, to be honest, and so I will find out, and if not, we have a number of very solid options. Two large brand names that you probably have heard of are Fortinet, which I would start with since that is your firewalling, and
mm-hmm.
also from Duo. So Duo...
I was just thinking, if we're putting all these...
It's okay.
If we're putting all these security measures in place, now we have this one laptop that constantly goes in and out of our network.
But I
right, because she's doing it from home.
Yeah.
But I think, I'm trying to remember, did we give her a, what do you call it?
She got a dock.
Did she get a dock?
Yeah.
If she, I'm pretty sure that I remember this conversation, but let's check with Sean.
I will.
I think we did have security put on that. If not, then obviously we need to.
I know for certain that several security tools were installed. I don't know specifically about multi-factor authentication.
Okay.
I will find out.
Cool. Any other questions? We have not had any. Going to say that. Then may I say that for those of us that work with you on a regular basis, which is primarily Elizabeth and myself, and Patrick, when we reach out, this has been a great relationship. I mean, you have taken us from the 8th century to, I mean, we were working with abacuses.
Well, we feel very much the same way, which is, again, why you're seeing in where we can, we're providing.
You held the line on, yeah, you held the line on the monthly service. We really appreciate that.
As much value as we can possibly provide. So.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So while we're still here, I'm trying to pull up your quote.
My quote? I think it was 882.
Yeah. So do that by 4.
882 or 892?
882.
882. Okay.
So I make a motion that we authorize the purchase of 4 computers, the price of $882.05 each, for a total of $3,528.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. You'll send me a, and I'll sign it tomorrow and get it scanned back to you.
You got that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Excellent. I think that concludes your... Tell Sean this is all his fault, that you got thrown under the bus.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Exactly. Good to see you. All right,
thank you.
All right, Joe.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. Very nicely done on this,
you
too.
You have your...
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I sure do.
The good
news is I also have two-factor
authentication on my. Okay. Solar. So this was a presentation several weeks ago. Might have been months by now. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's probably been, I think, since July.
Really?
Maybe August?
Maybe August.
It could be July.
Whatever.
It could have
been July.
Time's flying.
It's been a few months.
It's awful.
That's true.
It is.
That's
it's horrible.
Yeah. So anyway, this is the... we have the forms here, and you were kind enough to come in case we had any questions. I forwarded them to everybody. I reviewed them in full. Extremely low risk here. Even if we wanted to do something, it's a 90-day get out with no charge. So Kirsten was kind enough to put together all of our accounts, which are significant. I'm
beautiful.
Sure you guys saw.
Mm-hmm.
So that's including all of our sewer pumps and everything like that.
Yep.
We estimate a $3,000 savings. I'm going to hesitate, but predict it might be a little bit higher.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, because I don't think the lighting district is in what I sent you.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to sign all this. And we don't have any questions unless
anybody
has any questions.
Do we have to do a resolution? No?
Mm-hmm. No.
We're good.
Beautiful.
We are good. I am the signature of the... Are you the authorized company official?
I would probably have my boss sign. So, I mean, I could. I don't know.
It's okay. Go big or go home.
First.
I'm going to sign for us. How's that?
Yeah.
And I'll give this to you.
Yep.
And then you'll scan it and send it back to Elizabeth.
Yep. Is that, no problem.
Is that okay?
That's perfect.
With you? There is that. I will keep this.
And then what else? Do we have to get you all the bills or so we can get everything?
We sent everything.
I've got all your account numbers.
Okay.
They're all
even
under
the lighting district
name, right? I think we might need addresses. I'm not sure.
Because I don't think I sent the lighting district. I don't think, because we talked and we said,
we weren't sure
if we could do that.
Well, it's, I'm sorry, not Liz.
The lighting districts are on there.
Okay.
You just want the specific addresses from the bills?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to check and see if there's really anything else we need from you. I think we might have all the information,
okay,
honestly, that we need.
Okay.
We want to do all the accounts possible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every single one.
Every
so
one of them.
I think we've got plenty of room for you guys.
What did I do with it?
What do you
mean? I printed it. I'm sorry, Jared.
The accounts?
Yeah, all the accounts. It might be in the back. Yeah. It's in my email? Yeah, I know, but I... It is in the email, but I thought... Well, I'll forward it to you in case.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, Jefferson Heights, sewer pumps, street lighting districts are all on here.
But do you think...
Right,
you
but I sent him one before, and I don't think the lighting districts were on the one that I sent you.
Okay.
I think it was just the town buildings and the sewers pumps.
Okay. Yeah, so just forward me the new one.
Yeah.
And it looks like it also has...
Right, cementons on there, and
it's
I don't think that was...
Does it have addresses on it? It does. No, it has account numbers and addresses.
And addresses, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who am I sending it to? I'll send it to you right now.
Yeah, me. Jenner at solargeneration.net.
J-E-N-N-E-R.
Correct.
At solargeneration.net. Done.
Thank you.
And you have our contact information. Well, you'll have it on the bottom of this, so if you need anything from the, you know, town hall, just you can get me or Kirsten.
Sure.
Cool. Thank
you. Yeah,
thank you for coming.
While I'm, here,
I'm sure you learned more about computers than you really need. But you go, guy.
No, it's cool. It's cool. Hey, thanks for having me over, though.
Absolutely. No, we really appreciate it.
Yes.
We're looking forward to this.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Go green, guys.
Good for all the right. taxpayer. Take
thank
care.
You.
Thanks a lot.
Done. It's probably upstairs. So IT is done. How does everybody feel about just taking a quick look at revenues?
Sounds good.
That's always a happy time. And while we're getting that part of the book out, I have an Association of Towns thing. Liz, did you decide you're going to be our designated representative?
Oh, sure.
To the Association of Towns in the state of New York.
Oh, that came today.
It was today, but it came.
Normally, it's not done until the
January
organizational meeting.
But I think I think we have to send in something to make sure that we don't lose a spot.
Yes. Yeah.
Before that. Yeah. So just you for your
okay.
background, it's there.
Okay.
Did everybody find revenue?
No, I haven't even looked yet. What page?
You want A? Which one?
Let's start with A.
38. All right, what did I miss last week?
Ambulance. And we have a couple of unanswered questions about ambulance, but we basically adjusted the debt because of the new ambulances. We put in a line to have that place cleaned on a regular basis. Furniture, you know, some things that have been pretty rotten.
Toaster oven? Did we get the toaster oven?
I thought Dawn was giving them a toaster oven. What did
no,
you
I
have?
Think that was
you
the...
You had a blender. You had an extra blender. Didn't somebody want to...
That was the Instapot.
We were making fun of... They wanted something there. Was it an air fryer?
Air fryer. That's
air
it.
Fryer.
And you
air
had
fryer.
An extra air fryer.
Yes, because I gave it to Jesse for Christmas and they wouldn't
exactly,
use it.
They're not using it.
We dropped 5,000 from... Or we dropped two 5,000 from the event support.
Right.
Also.
Because we've lost
Mountain Jam. Mm-hmm. But we're going to gain it in the Lily Lee Festival of Pandas.
That is correct.
It's so funny because that's what I said.
Okay. So, general fund. I don't see. A payment in lieu of taxes... That is that Autumn Grove?
Yeah, that just went up. Autumn Grove went up 5%.
Which was a discussion.
Some of that, yeah, some things get sent to the county. We split. So when I figured out kind of things going up, the highest I would take that to is like 95, 78. It can go a little higher, but.
Yeah. So right now it's at 88.22. So you think if we took it to 95?
Yeah.
Okay. And the background on that was a discussion with him in 15. I can't even remember when, but there was an agreement on email where he said I can do 5% now and 5% in 19. This is 5 years, is it, I think? Is it 5 years? Seven. Five, I think. So the original discussion was in 15... Or probably right when we came in
9,500.
And he said he could do another 5%. So this is taking it to 5%. And as Kirsten said, part of this goes to the county. But I would be comfortable with that, Kirsten, too. Interest and penalties. I have no background on that, and we don't have Michael, so I think we just keep it flat.
Mm.
Okay.
I would.
Kirsten, we adopted 45, so I'm going to keep it at 45.
Okay.
All right. Franchise fees, nothing's up for negotiation. So,
we're already, actually, through June, we're trending over our 67. Does that mean you'd have no more money coming?
No, I
didn't.
They don't, it's one check a year.
Okay. So we should we lower that number?
One is from Mid-Hudson. And
no, something hasn't come in yet.
One is from Mid... I think 67 is fine.
Well, 18 was 64. We adopted 67 in 19. Our actual 19 is six, just under that 64 number right now.
Yeah.
So is that our trend? And just
can you...
It goes by usage, doesn't it? It goes by usage, how many people are on...
Yeah, it goes
so
by
it fluctuates.
Utilization.
It's going to fluctuate.
It goes up and down.
Verizon, Mid-Hudson.
Okay. Right.
No, this is Spectrum and Mid-Hudson. That's the only ones that are.
Might be because people can't get Fox on their satellite dish anymore.
Could be.
But then again, they don't have
cable. Kirsten, let's see what we got. Because that's also a combination of two.
Yeah.
So that's I don't know what the break is, the breakout is. So let's just clarify what that is and we'll...
Yeah,
share it with every... Yeah, exactly.
For years.
It's not going up or down a lot. Mid-Hudson is 2022. Spectrum, they're not even speaking to us, so we've got to get to them at some point because they're going month to month. They haven't really changed anything since they were whatever they were before, Time Warner. No, exactly. All right, so We're going to take another look at that. There he goes. I think he has this thing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Gas again?
Liz,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
Well, this is through June, so I think it's trending.
I think it is, too. So let's leave that at 15, 7,
15. Yeah, set the clerk up to 20 degrees. Come on.
Where are all those dogs coming?
Start doing some weddings.
So we're about... What do you have, Kirsten, for ambulance? Do we have beyond June?
No. We were trending probably like 20,000 below where we were this time last year, so I definitely wouldn't go higher.
Oh, no, I didn't, yeah.
But it's
definitely
right about the same.
So we'll keep it at the 1.420. Considering that the mix and the calls are lower, I think, and the mix is trending more towards Medicaid, that's probably the right thing to do. So we'll keep it at the 1.42. Athens Ambulance, this will be the last year of a 2-year deal, so that will stay the same.
Already? We're up already?
Yeah, we're
up.
Yeah.
We only did, so the 2020 will be the second year.
Yeah, we were going to discuss.
Yeah, well, I'll
change.
I'll find the conversation.
Those are our ambulance calls.
Oh. Which they changed that. You have, I want to say it's 2 months.
You could
submit an amount.
How does that come in, Kirsten, the throughway? Because we're only getting 195. They changed something about this.
Yeah, we just got more in. Anna has to submit
that
to get reimbursed.
So should we keep it at 1,500, do you think?
She just got it in, so it hasn't changed from the 195 as of last week.
So let's put a check on that.
I'll see where we're at.
See where we're at.
Because it used to, they used to allow you to bill once a year, but now you have to send a bill within 2 months of the call.
Right.
Or you don't get your money.
Or you don't get it back.
And the collections.
That's not good.
That's really hard to
ballpark.
But we're trending up. But shall we leave it at the at the 6,000, which is the same as last year? I think that's probably wise.
Yep.
Do we know where
right
we're
now
at?
We're at 7,000.
We're at 5,000. We're at 7 now?
Yeah.
We're above?
Yeah.
But I think it's hard. I think we
just I would leave it.
As great and not predict it.
Event support should have gone down, right?
Yeah, event support, we'll take it down to...
we took it down to 5. That's what we said last week.
Oh, we did that last week. That's right. Yeah.
Wow, cemetery is way up.
Cemetery as of today, now is about 45,000.
Oh.
44.
So that's not too bad.
I think we're, as we redo that, we're going to have to look at all our rates. Just, you know, look at everything from top to bottom.
Yeah, we're trending, we're going under 65. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It looks like we're going to be close to what we did in 18. If we stay on that train, but I think it slows down as the ground freezes.
There are other opportunities, though, for when we go online for additional revenue. My guys have talked to us and said that there are a bunch of different things we can do. So why don't we leave it at 65 and... interest and earnings, we'll leave at 5.
Is that on our
Yes, exactly.
we'll just keep on rolling over.
Yeah.
Rental on real property.
That's pretty set in stone. That's like your senior center rental.
Exactly.
That is the county agrees to still...
Yeah, so that's all our Meals on Wheels stuff and everything like that. That's not going to change. We haven't done anything differently, so we'll leave it at 15,840. Oh, we're at 12,300 now. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll know what that is too. And she, I think I saw Terry over at Garden Gate. She said it's going to be the same. Nobody's playing bingo. Clearly.
Hmm.
We just make
888 now.
We make 3%.
What are we at?
888. 888. We got to play that number tonight.
Okay. Somebody go out and get a
pick three.
People need to license their dog.
Yeah. Is dog up?
Dog's 12.55. It's a little low. It's like 63%.
So we're at 12.55? Okay. We'll leave that at 2?
Yeah.
When someone licenses their dog, do they get a reminder when it's up for renewal?
Yes.
Is that like automated? Or do you have to...
No, each month I have to send those out.
Oh.
Justice receipts... I saw third quarter. It was 240, do I remember?
Yeah, we're at 207 right now. I wouldn't go really much higher than 300.
I'm wondering what we should put down.
You're going to hit about 300.
Yeah, because we'll get another check in January.
Yeah. So. 2019 to date, this is third quarter, is 234,979 is the revenue.
She just said it was 207.
Well,
right,
did
you got to subtract, you got to subtract all the state stuff. So they get some too. I haven't ever trended that. 18 was 322. 19, we took it down to 300. And we're at, what are we at?
207.
We're at 207. But that's always a month behind, too.
Well, the first three quarters of the year, looks like $65,000 a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm actually going to put us at 262.
So from January of 19, it was 87.
So that's the fourth quarter is a bigger quarter.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to run off like a breakout? That like our fund? I can do it fast. I just
I'm
gonna look at a different fund. So just the A fund revenue, like just kind of a breakout of.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably keeping it at 300 is probably safe. I don't think I would take it up. Or...
No.
No,
I think I'd leave it alone for now.
Can you trend it for us, Kirsten? Just take it from 16 to year-to-date. All right, and let's see if it's bumped up and down a little too much. Are we selling anything this year?
We did.
But though, yeah, but what we
that's
sold,
the, that's not...
what we sold was highway, right? We didn't sell anything here.
Ambulance.
In A. Oh, A, we sold an ambulance.
We also sold
I think we junked it.
I mean, cemetery, I'm sorry.
We sold the dump truck to the county. We sold we'll be selling a pickup truck.
It's sold already.
But those are DB, right?
We haven't received money for it yet.
Yes, I can give you a check.
For the
dump truck.
The pickup.
Oh, I thought you meant the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the cemetery pickup.
And the cemetery dump truck. So
the dump truck, right.
So that was how much?
20.
That was 20, and what did the pickup truck sell for?
27.
31.
31.
Oh. Okay. So let's just keep a note, and we'll take a scan of what we got.
That's
but I think he was going to use that to buy another.
Yeah, because we ordered the truck already.
Right.
Yeah, so it should still be on the
but you still, right. Yeah.
But it's a sale of equipment in 19, not in 20. We can't project that we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
So it's just, it'll go to the fund balance.
Yeah, which
right.
We probably didn't have it on our.
No. So it'll go to the fund balance.
Sorry, I was thinking 19.
Yeah.
No equipment.
Gifts and donations and miscellaneous. Okay. State aid should be the same, but it looks like it's going to be coming at a different time. Looks like it's coming in December.
Is that the one that's supposed to be paid by the county?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but I would put in, I gave you the number, right, Kirsten, from the letter I got?
Yeah.
So that'll go in. I think it's 38257, actually.
Yeah. I think it's always been, and it's always stayed in the budget as 38.5.
Yep.
Just, we can make it exact.
And I'm sorry, I forgot, because I said we're going to do B. I forgot to start with A. No, that's my fault. That's my fault. Let's take a look at mortgage taxes when you have a moment.
Okay.
And see if we're ahead.
Yeah, we got to be way up. I mean, houses have been going like crazy.
But we don't. We only get that check once a year, right?
We get it twice a year, actually. And the first check is always higher. Right now we've got, you'll definitely go over the 110. The first check was 80,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the second check might be November.
And are they usually the same?
No, the second one's definitely lower.
Lower.
But
if, so again, this all is just going to come into fund balance, so that's fine. Okay. B revenue.
So the B is one of the things I gave you guys because I knew she wanted to address it tonight. So that's in the more updated through the day for the B fund building and then attached to that the breakout of the major two revenues basically when you have to make and code enforcement. So
it's in what she gave you today.
Right? Yeah, I think that's what the all this stuff was.
So you can kind of see what the months by month.
Is it B?
Yeah.
And also, my other is Elliot's suggestion for code number.
Oh, it's two double.
Thank you. So where are his fees that he's bringing in?
At the very top, the two...
Planning board fees.
Yeah, the planning board is...
But his building permit stuff?
It's all on that line. For B revenue?
Oh, building and alteration permits, right.
Building.
January through October, 104. So he's 64,000...
Over. And that is, do we know why?
Well, that's
building a lot of houses,
that,
or?
That one transaction sheet that shows month by month, that 1 month was 43,000, which was that.
That was the solar, Bogart Solar.
I was
going to
say, that's what we got that, right?
Yeah, Bogart Solar was huge.
you can't plan on that.
If you... So it's a combination. So the permits, we've had a couple of big ones. But you look at also collection of fees, inspections, and fines. He's up on that line also. If I can find it in here, he sent it to me.
There you go.
Right. So building permit fees, we saw that one. Total fees are up through September. They were 54.7 and they're 102.941. So if you take out the permit fees, then he's up 20 or so on inspections and fines and the like. So his recommendation is on... this page. Mm-hmm. The one where he's got stuff printed at the bottom.
Last page.
Yeah. I think it's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, I...
If you think of what we're potentially bringing...
No, I understand that, but are we sure that that's going to happen this year? Or not this year, but 2020. That's my only concern.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where it is in the stage of the planning board. Have they been back?
Well, this doesn't even take that into account. Which one are you talking about? The battery?
Yeah.
No, this one. This doesn't even take this into account. That's just trending on what he's seeing with building permits. The searches that they do.
Yeah, because if he was taking some future development into account, he would have had a higher signed permit.
There would have been...
I mean, I'm sure we're going to get a good chunk from the golf course.
That's not in here either. All of this is just the activity that he's currently seeing.
That's the trend.
From permits. This is the trend. So it's up 12,000, which I don't think, based on the current activity that we're seeing, I don't think that's inappropriate in terms of what he's seeing come in. Now we could land somewhere between 40 and 78.5 if we want.
Yeah. 60.
I was gonna say 55, just to be on the safe side. That's a kind of happy. I mean, it's just a lot of ifs and buts and nuts and cherries and whipped cream and.
Oh.
Well, I don't
know.
Definitely
not 40.
I don't know if some of these are.
I mean, 18, we did 61.
I don't know if.
So I think 65 is it.
He's only given us money through September at 104,000 for that line, for the 40,000 line.
Right, but that's a big check from the solar. And
it's only 43. So
yeah,
take
solar, pretty much everything else is just. He's
every day.
Yeah.
They're also just a heck of a lot more efficient than they were.
Yeah.
Nobody's waiting for anything anymore.
I mean, if you look at the trend, look at what 2018 was. Yeah. And that's before we got efficient.
The other thing is, I think maybe what we do tomorrow is we ask him what his... Because there could be stuff that's in the pipe that he's anticipating. I know he's not I know he didn't put in the battery.
Right, but the hotel is definitely coming.
Hotels coming, he didn't put that one in either. That's why I'm thinking 75 is probably not overthinking it if we've got both of those two. We haven't even talked about the hotel at 21 or anything happening over on the other side. So why don't we ask him tomorrow? Let's put in 65 and then ask him tomorrow what his validation is for 75. Does that make sense?
I mean, looking at the trends, I mean, we did 61.2 in 18.
18, yeah.
We're already blown away 40,000 year to date. So I think 65 is a safe number in my mind. I mean, that's also, he's only looking at $100 for sign permits. He's only looking at one, you know, what's that, 5 demo permits in the entire year?
Demo permits are $50 a permit unless it's larger.
So that's 10 demo permits. Operating permits, he's only got, what are they, 100 apiece?
Operating or 100.
So any place that opens has to, it's going to be a certain place you need operating permits.
Sign permits are 100.
Well, obviously the economy is doing better, so people are have more money to do more things with. So I'm comfortable with 65, at least for next year.
Everyone okay with 65?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask for him what the basis of his rationale was for 78.5, just so I can share it with everybody.
You know, I mean, yeah, it'd be great to see a breakdown.
If it happens, it's gravy.
You know, it'd be great to see a breakdown of all the money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Agreed. Kirsten, did you make a note?
Yeah, the only fee that we changed for him this year was the battery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else?
Didn't we increase a... Was that the beginning of the year that we changed the fees?
There was a couple of fees. I thought it was the year before.
But this year was just the battery.
This year, I think, was just the battery, yeah. Okay. Oh, and we had the... we've got another solar project coming. And that's not on the books anywhere. So,
yeah, is that when is that starting? Did they get done with that, or are they still fighting? Or?
No, I think they're done. I don't know of anything else that was.
Or they did their leaf study and.
I think it's. I think that's moved on. So that I don't know if they'll start in third and fourth quarter, or if they'll wait until next year. I'm guessing they'll wait till next year. But that's at least, you know, 4 healthy permits. I mean, the world could end and none of them come, but let's base this on the, you know, the regular type of business, but not anticipating any of the others.
Can the interest of earnings in the V fund? We have no more accounts that are V fund. Can we zero that? It's just $100 book. It's going to be zero.
Yeah, there's nothing that's generating anything there.
It's just going there.
Yep.
Shouldn't we make interest on the escrow accounts that they set up in the
escrow is come out of the trust and agency, so it's all in the fund.
Oh, it's
so
a
different line. Is there anything in here that is under? So the planning CE, advertisement is okay, miscellaneous legal services. Is that our line for the Article 78?
Where are you now?
I'm on page 1 of your outside general B fund here that you gave us.
0491.
8020.4. Okay. So advertisement for zoning?
Legal fees.
Planning.
I was looking at legal services under 8020.4.
Yeah.
So that's the line for the Article 78.
Which we use 10,000.
It's also the zoning.
Correct. And we've used...
all of it in that zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 14,000.
So that's the other thing in terms of the lines. You know, it could be that with the income that comes from the revenue, we're going to have to move it down the legal services line. So we'll take it up to 65. I don't think there's anything else on here that you want us to look at, Kirsten, that you looked at that you want us to see?
No.
I think the rest of it is pretty standard. Any other comments on B? If he has any other things to tell us, we'll factor them. So the round two changes. This is this page here.
Which page?
This one here. Okay, so his answer on the 78.5, it was based on this year's performance, less Bogart and less Pioli. So it's just standard building permits. Okay. So the budget that you saw tonight before we did anything to it had the 2% wage increases that we referenced. The Blue Cross... or the Blue Shield Northeast, 7% increase with a higher deductible. The Benestar, 1.9. The fill the EMT full-time 7 position and reduce the part-time EMT line. Added building maintenance to the ambulance of $25,000. ALS mutual aid, $20,000. Dental plan vision just came in this week, and that's a 3.1% increase on vision and no charge on dental. We put in the new ambulance bond debt figures that were accurate, and we replaced the old debt figure with $15,000. Palinville Fire Department is in, and their public hearings were last night, and Kiskatom the same. Revenue A Fund event support we took down by 5, as you saw. And then you see the two fund balances, which are still fungible because we haven't made our final decisions yet.
Did we get our anticipated what a workers' comp is going to be this year?
We did. 64 this year, Kirsten, workers' comp? Mm-hmm.
I have to look at
it. It's down from last year.
In your book, it should be under the workers' comp. I have not received the formal.
She hasn't given it.
It's in the mail. But
right.
So that's just good.
Because we are way up on that last year.
It went down more this year.
Yeah.
She's got the tentative figures. She just last year was 64, this year is 43,279.
The Blue Shield, Northeastern New York, is 7%. It's less than what we expected, isn't it?
I budgeted
9.5%.
Yeah, so I did change that. Those changes are.
So we pulled that out. So for discussion.
So that's an actual, I'm sorry, that's an actual 7%. That's actually what it's going to go up, we know for sure.
Yeah. We also have, everybody has reached the maximum. If you remember when we all came in, there was no participation or contribution. And we phased them in. They went 5, 10, 15, and 20. So last year was the first year, I think, that everybody was at 20. So for discussion tonight, the $50,000, if we can go to that ambulance replacement line, what page is that on, Kirsten? Why does 38 recommend?
38? We were just on 38.
No. And we had a conversation, and then the fire bell went off.
Oh, we were taking that $50,000
right
out.
Right. But
yeah.
Ambulance replacement line, the
so
50,000.
Do you want that out then?
Where do you want? Do you want it out in its entirety?
Well, we were using some of that money to
fund the EMT.
Fund the EMT as well as the building maintenance.
Okay, I just didn't take it out.
And then there was that other money that you guys found.
Yes.
That I knew was there that you guys found.
I knew you knew.
We knew you knew. You're not, you know what? Maybe we should. She and I see each other every day, you know? We were looking at that. We went, where are you from?
Wait a minute.
So we called him thinking he was going to go, oh, well, that was a surprise.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know. That was great.
Yeah, that
was in the, on the debt page.
Okay, so on page 30, the 50,000 that's sitting there on ambulance replacement, we're going to take that out of there. We will use that to fund the... Well, you've already put the EMT position in there, correct?
Put the EMT position in. And both of them I did...
And you put the 25 in.
Employee spouse instead
yep.
of family. It's
so
about a 5,000 difference, but... I have no idea know who you're gonna do, so we know like single. But they
I think
you
already. Oh yeah, George. I guess George already knows who he's gonna offer.
And I think
he
they're single.
But he had four people in mind, and they were all different. So.
He's got a
split down the road.
Yeah.
He's got a bid that position, doesn't he? Post it.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing that potentially some of that will go towards is. If the shift supervisor position, when that comes out, that will change some of the rates.
Reflect the 50,000.
Correct.
Which reflects the increased expense in the EMT full time.
Yeah. So this 10 isn't real.
No, it's.
And
to break out like the 30 almost.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we got. Well, no, that's right, because the building's in there, the 25,000 is in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yes. So we only use 10,000 of the 50 for that.
Right.
You went from 15 to 25.
So, yeah, I don't look at this until we're done.
Yeah, no, I just like to keep
but I know in your head, but that's probably, you're right, it's going to be minus 30.
Yeah.
But there's a couple other, you know, that gives us opportunities to look at the other stuff.
Baseball fields.
Baseball fields, all that kind of stuff.
Baseball.
Yep. So that 50 is done. That conversation is done. B-Fund revenue, we did. Central garage windows.
That's grant.
It's part of the grant, correct? Okay. So.
How much were they? Central. Wait.
What are you talking about?
Central.
The doors were done.
The doors were done this year.
But what windows? He's got one big one in his office. That's it.
This was
coming in, Sean and.
Yeah.
Jeff.
We're gonna have to.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to have a conversation.
Did he say what windows?
No, this was, Kirsten, who told you about those, Jack?
Jack.
All right, can you reach into him tomorrow? I know Sean's gone.
How much did he say? Was he looking for it?
No, do you have the number of what he wanted? She's looking for it. While she's looking for that.
Speaking of windows, what are we doing about the back?
It's on page 27.
We got $6,000. Somebody's got to get 2 seconds of time to... do the bid and do all that kind of stuff. I just haven't gotten to it.
Do we have to do a bid, or can we just get three quotes and
doors?
If it's over a certain amount of money, it
has
got to go out. If it's over
$10,000,
it's got to go out to bid, and it's got to be over $10,000 for sure. So
it's still one door.
I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just
because we're going to do just windows, right?
That was done.
Well, the problem is, if you take those windows out.
No, I know, but
yeah.
I'm just saying,
to
speed the, you know, get a feel of what it's going to be. If we get somebody to come over and say, yeah, it's going to be $8,000, then we can, you know, just get.
Yeah.
But I think those, the back of that building is going to have to, I mean, it's.
I'm afraid if you take the windows out, that the wall's going to fall out. There's bees and birds
in
there.
What did we say we had left in that? Bug?
That's not good.
300.
I'll have to look at that again.
What's that?
How much we had left? I sent out that email, but I think what I told you guys. It should be on an email.
We'll check on the amount for the windows and the central garage windows. The DA fund balance. So the DA fund has had $20,000 sitting in there longer than all of us have been in this building, including...
Well, Alfie used to use it, the DA fund. It's only been budgeted at 20, and he'd utilize it, but Sean doesn't really touch it. So for Sean's term, it hasn't been touched. So there's about a $65,000.
Oh, there's 65 in there?
And like it's still in there to budget for 20.
So the question is, his current fund balance, even if we take 100, he is at 489.
Plus the 60.
Plus the 65. So Kirsten and DA is the, you know, that's outside. So the question is, do we zero it out and use it for cemetery, right? Is that what we were thinking?
Well, I put the question out to Nicole, even for the baseball field.
That's what it was.
The DA fund is something that's all, you know, both. So I thought it's kind of highway.
It's still.
That might be what Alfie used to use it for when we did.
I was going
to
say
it. It's supposed to be. It's called bridges because it's supposed to be something that the village and the highway both utilize.
And because
he used to use it for like bridge work kind of.
But we don't have bridges.
Well, we
county's responsible for all.
Well,
culverts maybe.
We have one bridge.
Let's find out what Sean plans to do on MBOF. Because that
culvert
/ bridge is going to need some TLC quick.
But if he hasn't used it, like they say, take that 60 and put it to the ball field, which would use all of the 60 to get it spruced up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, it's like found money, so...
You got my email, Paul, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had the guy from Cantine Peel come up.
Yeah, well, these are the guys that make the dirt.
45.
So the dirt itself for the project is 20. Those other quotes where we blow out, if we do it the right way, we spend 60 to 65. If we just...
So you can get the dirt over in Massachusetts?
There's a couple places you can.
And I've talked to my boss, and... He's willing to send two or three trucks over with ours to,
save one. One of those quotes was us getting the transportation ourselves for the product.
Right.
The other one was that they transport.
Right.
And I think it was almost $4,000 cheaper if we get it ourselves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll clarify the 65 about MBOF, but I would also take another run at that Bridge New York. They're going to refund that. And that's how we got Penn Ave done for $300,000. So let me check on availability of Bridge New York next year. Because once you become kind of good doobies and stewards and you commit on time and on budget and all that stuff, they have a tendency to know you as a known quantity. So maybe we'd have another shot at that. All right, so my list is MBOF, windows in the back, and the central garage windows. And Kirsten, you're going to tell me what the remainder is on the bond. And we're going to have Kirsten go out there with a crowbar, and we'll take one of those windows out and see just how many birds and bees are out there.
I'm sure one of your offices
says
it. Okay.
Mine isn't very good either. Just so you know. Push on the ones in my
office. Not insulated, that wall.
No, that wall isn't insulated, is right.
Did there used to be another part of the building there?
There had to have been something.
Like,
yeah, because the way
it is. So, we'll do our massaging again, and we'll see where we land. But if the 65.5 comes out, and all of the 50, we have no issues. In terms of numbers at all. It's more about what incremental improvements do we want to choose to make, next year.
I think the ball field is definitely.
I think it's top priority.
That's
the best priority.
Totally. It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are they coming next Tuesday?
Yes. And the community center will be coming next Tuesday with their presentation. So that'll give us a
what are we
going to
do, Sean and Jack?
Say when?
Sean and Jack.
Sean and Jack we can do next week, too.
Sean's away, though.
Right.
Oh, that's right. He won't be back until the 28th. But...
Well, we can get Jack.
This has to be done by the 6th.
Your public hearing can be no later than November 7th. You can adjourn the public hearing, but no later than November 15th. The budget needs to be adopted by November 20th, and then within 5 days to the supervisor, within 10 to the county. But the county, from my tax meeting this morning, is expecting the budget by November 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We normally always get it in early.
I think it would be helpful if you guys could take a look, you highway types. Just see if there's anything in there.
Oh, at his budget? All right.
No, I didn't say you could do anything. He said take a look at it. He also made...
guess what, Sean?
He made some decisions on the cemetery, okay? And we still have that fund
on
the cemetery.
Right, so...
So, for maintenance.
Are we going to start...
Yes, so I'm comfortable with whatever he put in there. He took one seasonal out. And I don't think it's manpower that we need. It's who's gone when. So the situation this week was...
Right, Stanley was on vacation.
But then Jim was hospitalized.
Right.
Yeah. So,
and Tom was sick or something.
And Tom was sick, and you know, you have that kind of stuff. And there's only so many people that know how to use a backhoe, and et cetera. So I think we should double-check on manpower. Liz and I are working on the hours that we think are required during tax time. Sandy is willing to, in January... do a 9-to-3 type of environment. And then as we get to February and, you know, people start to slow down in terms of their taxes, reduce her hours. Anna is willing to do another 10, which once we get our arms around the cemetery, we think that'll...
10 per week or per pay period?
10 per week, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably no more than... 10.
Probably no more than 10.
Yeah.
So we should have our eye out for somebody, a third person, that would be in the 10 to 20 week range in terms of floating maybe. You know, I'm a big believer in cross training. If we could find somebody that could be a big help to Liz down here, but also maybe could do some senior center stuff. Although the senior center, very similar to Coxsackie, they're kind of running it themselves, you know.
Well, that's another thing on the budget line. Yeah. We haven't gotten to that part.
Haven't gotten to that yet.
We're right now funding two positions up there.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give, we'll work up a list of to-dos, discussion items out of the A fund, and Kirsten, you and I can go through the expense lines there and kind of put a set of questions together for next week, which would be senior center and a couple of other questions. Okay.
How many full-time workers are with the highway department? Approximately.
Nine?
Eight. They took them down to 7. We brought it up to 8.
Fred, Sean, Jack.
Chad.
Did you get Mark?
Oakley, Mark, Sean.
I think it's 8.
Nine.
That's
counting
Sean. Jim, Justin's gold. He's on the season.
All the full-time guys, they should all be certified on all equipment.
Huh.
They should be.
Yeah, but it's different pay grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8 and Sean is 9?
Why is it contract grade?
Because it's paid.
Because
it's
there's MEOs and HEOs. There's heavy equipment operator, and those people are trained and can do one thing, and then there's machine. Is that MEOs?
Yes.
Machine equipment operator.
Medium. MEO is medium equipment.
Medium.
HEO is heavy.
They had laborers and truck drivers. Did away with that. Everybody's a truck driver. You start off as a truck driver, then you go to MEO, HEO, and then you get your foreman. So to run a machine, it's probably $2.50 more an hour. And once you run it for 5 minutes, you pay that for the entire day.
So it's not put into your overall salary, it's just for the day.
Yeah.
Right.
unless you get promoted to that position.
No, the HEOs are, that's their normal salary.
It's, yeah. Motor equipment operator is 2153 in 19, 2196 in 20. And then heavy equipment is 2217 versus 2261.
But you can't put up a junior
but you
guy
can't
in
put,
a machine
right.
over a senior guy.
Right. No, and I understand that, but they should still be trained.
No way. I agree.
They should be trained in everything.
That's always been a point of contention.
With
training younger guys.
Yeah, but when everybody's out and there's nobody that knows how to run a bulldozer or a backhoe or whatever, that's kind of ridiculous when you have eight people working.
No, they were all trained over there.
The cemetery.
Yeah,
the cemetery.
Cemetery we're talking about.
Because of illness.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because of illness, there wasn't anybody over there that could run the backhoe. The backhoe.
Okay. Hmm?
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Motion adjourned.
Till next Tuesday.
Till next Tuesday.
Second.
All in favor.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Oh, I asked that because